that we look at Almighty God, Holy God. Mix God with people, get people anywhere near God, and things become messy. We can try and mess up all the things of God, and we do try and mess up the things of God. But God nonetheless comes to us. From the very beginning of the gospel going around the world, the Apostle Paul told people about what Jesus had done on the cross and how he'd risen to life again for us. And so was birthed the start of the church. Church getting involved with the things of God, and it gets messy, doesn't it? It really does. However, God has taken a risk on us. God has done that because through that, something really good can come. We're going to hear about that first gathering, first church, a description of it, which comes from Acts in chapter 2. It's going to form the basis of what we're doing this morning. And John is going to come and read that to us.
So the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, beginning to read at verse 38. Then Peter said to the crowd, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord God will call." Indeed, with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to the church. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together, and they had all things in common, and sold what possessions they had, and divided them among all, as many as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one another in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favour with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. This is the word of God.
So imagine, you're moving area, you're coming to a totally new place, and you want to find yourself a church to go to. What are you looking for in that new church? What qualities are going to be there? What's going to be there for you? Let's have some ideas.
Friendship,
important thing. What else? Yes, that's a very important thing, part of the church. About from this side? Sorry?
Truth,
right? Okay, so it's going to be a good basis of belief there. Interesting. Yes, a feeling of God's presence. You'd expect that when you come in. Any others? A couple more? What are you looking for in this church? What are you looking for? Oh, right, yes, so some encouragements there. Not just the same old thing going on, but something that lifts you. One more thing. Right, okay, sense of belonging. These are all good things to look for in a church. And we would expect that our instinct would be to look for them as we go through the doors and start to meet people and start to get involved. What did Jesus tell us to do as a church. He told us to love one another. He told us to look after widows and orphans, in other words, those who are marginalized and those who are vulnerable. He told us to train ourselves to distinguish good from evil. He told us to love the Lord with all of our being. And he told us to make disciples of all nations. A different list. There's some crossovers there, but a different list. If that first list, how would we get on if the church didn't have the things that we just said in the first list? We might struggle. Would we struggle if the church didn't have the things in our second list? Those things, just picked out some of the things that Jesus had said. Either of them really matter. What Jesus says we ought to be like matters, because church matters. It does. Church matters. Here's someone called Francis Chan wrote in Christianity magazine a few years ago, and he agrees with me. And he writes, in our culture, people have a very low view of church. And I didn't want readers to forget the church. For a person to be truly discipled and grown in their faith, they need more than one person discipling them. They need to see the gifts of the body. That's how God created it and intended it. I wanted early on to explain that this is a very, very important, and that it's God's agenda, and that is how he's going to reach the world. Well, I must admit, it was only as I saw the Christian faith enacted when I was a young agnostic, discovering Christian faith, it's only when I saw it enacted in a group of Christians in a church that I got to really grasp what it meant. What it meant to be saved in Christ, what it meant to grow in Christ, what it meant to be forgiven and renewed, what it meant to learn a new way of living based on the mandate of love and holiness. It's only when I saw it embodied in other Christians in the church. I had no idea what worship was. I thought worship was sitting on hard pews singing those dull hymns we sang in school assembly, droned our way through. We didn't drone our way through. We mimed. You know, 900 boys miming to the same hymn. And I always say, if that's worship, I want nothing to do with it. Not me. I learned what worship was by being in the church, a church of worshiping Christians. Church can go wrong, can't it? Safeguarding, safeguarding, safeguarding. We know it can go wrong. And we know it can cause all sorts of problems. I was talking to a minister last week about his church experience. We got into the subject of bullying. Got into the subject of bullying the minister. And he'd had some very bad experiences of that. It can go horribly wrong. But church is important. We can learn through it. It's not the end, because it's God's church. Church is important. Our last church, when we moved on from it, it was because church was important, because they were struggling with the issue themselves of bullying. And to really get it out of their system and change the culture, it's best that we moved to the side, we did something else, and let them sort it out for themselves. It took them a couple of years, but eventually they did it. Church is important even when it goes wrong and needs a lot of sorting out. It is worth sorting out. So church must be focused on doing the right thing. When people form any sort of community group, any sort of organization, any sort of